Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may.
Seven or eight quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Zemo Radio Showgram is proud to present to you insights and commentary from a fat guy in spandex. Oh, good God.
Ha, ha, ha. Hey, everybody, how are you? And welcome to the beautiful Grumpy Gator Cafe. I am a fat guy in spandex. I hold court here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe, pontificating on all sorts of things. I am the professor of life. Man, I've been there, done that. I got more miles under the wheels than most people have in three lifetimes. I'm telling you something. So I've seen it. Can't say that I've seen it all, but I've seen a lot of stuff. I am the professor of life. Ah, yes, indeedy. And I am overeducated, very overeducated, multiple degrees, underemployed, practically dead poor, just a beach bum down here in Tempesta, Demerita, Florida, hanging out at the Grumpy Gator Cafe, living in a one-bedroom apartment, folks. It's a simple plan. It's a simple life. That's me. I wear spandex because I like my rash guard. I'm fat, you know. I'm middle-aged. I'm about as politically incorrect as people come these days. I'm a middle-aged, overeducated, underemployed white guy. I happen to like hockey and NASCAR. It don't get any more whiter than that now, does it? I'm an inner redneck. My inner redneck is showing, and boy, am I a bubba. So you might be thinking to yourself, well, what the hell do I have in common with this fat ass, you know? How about the fact that we're both trying to navigate life? How about the fact that we're all looking for a little behavioral health in our life? We're looking for a little mental wellness. We're just looking to improve the quality of our lives. We're looking to supersize the fries from time to time, for goodness sakes. What is wrong with having some fun? I mean, life is stressful, folks. I mean, let's be honest. Life can sometimes suck ass. Your life can sometimes be circling the toilet bowl. You're just waiting for it to plop in there with the tidy bowl, man. You know, hope to God you have a life preserver and the tidy bowl man is there to save you as your life circles the toilet bowl. Some of us know what that's like to get there, to work our ass off, and then to stand at a crossroad in our life and say, is this all that there is? I mean, seriously, is this all that there is? On the other hand, some of us have experienced some of the most subtle and beautiful joys of life, a beautiful sunset with some friends having some drinks, a movie with a new person that you've met. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons I hang out here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe is I love meeting all the different kinds of people. I love hearing their stories. Some people who have persevered and overcome tremendous odds, faced tremendous adversity. The story isn't so much what happened to them, or why the fit hit the shan in their life. The story is how they have responded. This is what wins Oscars. This is what people write books about. This is the essence of life. Not what happened to you. Not why shit happened to you. But how you responded. You know, that's what I'm intrigued by. I have education and licensing in the psychological and counseling professions. And I'm fascinated by why people say and do the things that they say and do. I'm fascinated by how we manage our lives or the lack thereof. One of the ways that I find mental wellness, and at the end of the day, folks, we all need to find mental wellness. We all need to find good behavioral health through what I like to call a set of psychological fitness skills. It's a lot like physical fitness. If you want to be physically fit, and I'm certainly not the example of that, You know, I barely exercise. I eat way too many goddamn chicken wings. You know, my favorite sports are NASCAR, where you're kind of sitting on your ass. I mean, don't get me wrong. These boys are athletes. The things that these boys put their bodies through, particularly on these races, some of these races, where it is so warm, so hot, the attention, the focus, the precision, the cognitive processing that needs to go on to drive one of these NASCAR race cars is just mind-boggling to me. I mean, I can't stay focused on my bicycle here in Tempesta de Merida, Florida, on my way to the Grumpy Gator. You know, I run into pedestrians and trees and frickin' turtles. Gator the other day crossing the road. I'm not paying attention. Yeah, you know, but I like hockey too, and that's incredibly physical. It's very cathartic. I like these cathartic sports where people beat the shit out of each other. I don't know. Probably something psychological with me there. But I just love it, you know. Nothing I love more than going to the rink or going to the track and just watching the competition. Anyways, here we go. The ADD. Woohoo! I have no idea where I was going. Oh, yeah, physical fitness. There we go. I'm not an example of great physical fitness for you. But at the end of the day, people are encouraged, right, to eat healthy. And eating healthy, of course, is a big part of behavioral health because you are what you eat. And if that's true, I'm pretty much just a dumpster. But in the physical health, too, if you keep your body in good physical shape, you're going to keep your mind in good physical shape. Because the mind, of course, still has oxygen and blood and all that good stuff that needs to go into it. A lot of research now about that you are what you eat, not only physically but also emotively. That there are certain emotions that will be triggered based on the foods that you're taking in, based on the various nutritional factors. So there's a lot of stuff on there. And I'll be honest with you, there's probably some podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, Player FM, Stitcher that you can go listen to on that shit if you're interested in it. So I encourage you to go do it. I just blow hot air. My hope is that at some point in these 15 minutes, you'll hear something and you'll go, maybe that'll work for me. Or, that is the stupidest freaking thing I've ever heard. That guy's a complete and utter moron. I just want you to react. But we need good psychological fitness skills, like good physical fitness skills. You know, just walking for goodness sakes. Biking, I bike. Walking, biking, playing tennis, playing hockey, all of these things are good for the body. Well, we need psychological fitness skills, skills that we can use to function in a very healthy and effective way in order to manage our life. And what are we managing? We're managing the bullshit of life. It's the bullshit of life, just the bullshit of life. And what is that? It's stress. What's stress? Well, the common colds of behavioral health, anxiety and depression. Throughout the day, we feel anxious, we feel worried. Sometimes we feel down, we feel depressed. You know, I mean, we go through these things. We have to manage those things. We can't allow our fear to run away with us. We can't allow the depression to make us sit on the couch all day, every day, eating bonbons. You know, I mean, I've been depressed, I've been anxious. I've sat on the couch with my two favorite therapists, Ben and Jerry. Back in the day, I used to have a men's group when I felt depressed and anxious. Let's see, Jim Beam was there, Jose Cuervo, Jack Daniels, Captain Morgan. It was a very, very powerful men's group. I haven't been in a men's group like that in a long time. Trust me, I've tried. I remember the first time I tried to go to one at the New Baptist Church here in Tempesta de Merida, Florida, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, this is a little bit of a different men's group than I had in the past. But we do things. We learn how to interpret the world around us. We learn how to build connections to people, places, and things. We set boundaries that keep those connections safe, much like a racetrack, the inner and outer wall. Protect the fans, protect the crews, and most importantly, protect the drivers. That's why the walls are there. Boundaries are important in our connections. We need to have boundaries in the connections so that the connections can facilitate our needs getting met. And those connections help us manage our lives and deal with the bullshit of life. Help us find happiness. Help us manage fear. Help us deal with sadness. So we need psychological fitness skills. Let me tell you one big psychological fitness skill I love doing. It's called Underwear Sunday, people. Let's get an amen. Can I get an amen for Underwear Sunday? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Underwear Sunday. Do you know what I mean by Underwear Sunday? That's a day where you have absolutely nothing on the docket. That's a day where you don't have to go on. Here I am just talking about needing connections and boundaries and pontificating on and on, and now I'm going to tell you, forget it all. Sometimes, though, we just need a day. We need a day to unplug, where we don't turn the damn cell phone on. We don't turn the tablet on. We don't turn the laptop on. We don't go out and meet people. We're not doing things for others. It's a day just for ourselves. Oh, the gloriness of it. Oh, the joy of a day just for ourselves. Underwear Sunday. It is beautiful. I had an Underwear Sunday just the other day. Now, I don't want you to try to imagine a fat guy in his underwear. Now, I know fat guy in spandex, bad enough. But imagining some fat guy in his jockey briefs, where he's got Dunlop disease, you know, where the stomach Dunlop over the belt, or Dunlop over the front end of the jockey briefs. But I love Underwear Sunday. Sometimes they're planned, sometimes they're unplanned. But Underwear Sunday is one of those things where you realize that you don't have to go anywhere on that Sunday. This Sunday I just got up, man, which is good. It's always good to just get up every day. But last Sunday I got up and I realized, whoa, I could have an Underwear Sunday. I don't have to meet anybody. I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to do anything for anybody. I can just stay home. And that's exactly what I did. And I made some coffee and I read. I haven't read my book in a long time. Been so freaking busy. Hard to imagine some middle-aged, overweight, undereducated fat guy could have such a busy social schedule. But I did. I was busy. But on Sunday, I got up and I just had some coffee, and I read my book. Then I made an awesome, eggs over easy, soft, eggs over soft, beautiful, toast, buttered, little cheese, oh, awesome, little Tabasco sauce. And then I watched some NASCAR, and I watched some hockey. I never showered, I didn't shave. I did brush my teeth, took my medication. Being a fat guy, shit, I got cholesterol issues. I should probably quit eating at White Castle. Speaking of adopting and adapting behaviors, I should probably stop eating at White Castle so frequently. Eat a few more salads. Boy, that's hard. Physical health, mental health, hard, because you've got to change your ways. Change is easy. You go first, right? Okay, yeah. But I just hung out. I watched some NASCAR. I dozed. Because if you've ever watched NASCAR on a mile and a half track, particularly at Vegas, holy crap. Not overly exciting. But I do enjoy NASCAR and all the strategies and all the things that are going on inside of the race. You really have to be a connoisseur to really understand the draw of NASCAR. And I watched hockey. Hockey's always moving. It's organized chaos. There you can, it's a little more entertaining, minute in, minute out. But I napped, dozed, woke up, watched the race, dozed again, enjoyed the warm weather, just had a day to myself where I could unplug, where I could be with one of the most important people in my life, me. Nothing wrong with spending time with me, nothing wrong with making me a priority. Underwear Sundays, for goodness sakes. It's 24 hours of doing what I want to do, not having to ask permission, not having to, balance relationships, doing what you want to do. Oh, how I love Underwear Sundays.
Here's done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West, wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets, wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity, and wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!